Daniel Wallach, sports litigator and attorney for Becker and Polyakov in Fort Lauderdale. Daniel, thanks for doing this. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on, Dean and George. Looking forward to it.
So take us through this, because I think if you don't play fantasy, if you aren't one of the people in, pounding billions of dollars into these two sites, you don't really have, you know, the 411 of what's really happened here. Give us the Coles Notes tour of what happened yesterday and what's been transpiring with FanDuel, fantasy, and illegal gambling.
Well, for the past 2 years, FanDuel and DraftKings have operated on very unsettled legal terrain. Most people have believed that this is gambling, and the question is whether or not it's legal. Yesterday was the first time FanDuel and DraftKings have been accused of formal criminal violations, and this could set the stage for an indictment under federal law and possibly jeopardize the viability of both companies. This is a debate that has been in the making for the last year. When we've seen the astronomical growth of the company, and then the advertising spend beginning at with the first week of the NFL season, I think was the tipping point. And then once the Ethan Haskell scandal broke with the insider trading allegations, I think it became a runaway freight train. So this was inevitable. Somebody, one prosecutor, one attorney general, was going to come out with this kind of a statement. And unfortunately, it is in the world's largest financial market.
Yeah, and answer me this too. I mean, these aren't, you know, a few real smart kids from MIT that have put something together and figured out a way to get around, you know, the legalities of gambling online or the legalities of illegal gambling. This is heavily invested on by some major professional sports organizations in North America, is it not?
Yeah, but they didn't do their due diligence, and you hit the nail on the head. These are kids who came out of nowhere and essentially opened up an illegal online gambling business. And unfortunately for these two companies, the United States has very strict internet gaming prohibitions. And I think the league saw the money. And this was all about, you know, revenue streams and fan engagement. And I don't believe they did their due diligence on state law, because had they done the necessary due diligence, New York was always low-hanging fruit in terms of a violation of the state's gaming laws. If there was any material degree of chance that impacted the outcome of a daily fantasy sports contest, it's illegal gambling. And there are other states just like New York. New Jersey has the same test. Washington State has the same test. I would venture to say that there are at least 25 states in the U.S. where daily fantasy sports contests are arguably illegal.
Can you answer this, and maybe just if you can, I'm not sure if you have the details, what major leagues are involved in which fantasy sites between DraftKings and FanDuel?
Sure. The NBA has a small equity stake in FanDuel, and Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League have equity positions in DraftKings. Two of the NFL's individual team owners, Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones, also own small stakes in FanDuel, and all of them have invested in what may be considered illegal gambling business, and that opens all these entities up to the possibility of criminal prosecution under federal law. As unlikely as that sounds this morning, that certainly is a prospect, but clearly they're not the targets. The targets are the operators.
Daniel, are the government in the United States, is it extra sensitive because of the fiasco that was the online poker mess that was a couple of years ago, that right away you thought, mate, these companies are making way too much money, there has to be something going on in this?
I wouldn't go that far. I think this is more of an action by the state governments. The federal government passed a 2006 Unlawful Internet Gaming Enforcement Act. The online poker sites violated an open, open defiance of that law, and they were prosecuted. So I wouldn't say it's an extra sensitivity. It's just a law that's plainly on the books, and the daily fantasy sites have operated on the periphery of that law, and now they may find themselves in the crosshairs of a federal criminal prosecution, and they could be shut down.
Daniel Wallach, sports litigator, attorney for Becker and Polyakov in Fort Lauderdale. He helps us break down some of the legal issues as we encounter in the world of sports, and this could be a real big one. I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, and under the water is really where you're going to kind of get the majority of what the issues are, and how far this goes, who knows, which you made reference to, and I agree, but you know, with the likes of Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and Major League Baseball and the NHL and, of course, the NBA being involved in minority stakeholders and DraftKings and FanDuel and, of course, experiencing the windfall from those things, what is the worst-case scenario for each one of these leagues and each one of these individuals that have a high profile and are involved in what now seems to be an illegal gambling ring?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as a ring. It's an illegal gambling business, and the federal law targets anybody who owns, invests, controls, directs, or manages an illegal gambling business. And the leagues, the networks, the individual team owners certainly face criminal exposure under federal criminal laws for aiding and abetting and being part of an illegal gambling business. But that's not going to happen here. I think you're going to see the indictments brought, if at all, against DraftKings and FanDuel and maybe several of their executives. I don't believe that the leagues and the media companies are going to be ensnared in this criminal probe other than as material witnesses.
So what does this mean for the future of those sites then?
If the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York acts on this Attorney General's opinion and brings an indictment against FanDuel or DraftKings, you may see their viability in question. They could be shut down if FanDuel or DraftKings are convicted of violating this federal law. And mind you, no charges have been brought yet. The feds can seize the assets, the property, the domain names, monies. It could be curtains for these companies. It doesn't mean that the industry is going to go away or that these companies are dead for sure, but it does place their immediate viability in question.
Daniel, does this open the door for individuals to sue these companies?
They already have. We have 28 class action lawsuits filed in various federal courts around the country by aggrieved players who claim that they were duped and that they participated in unfair games because insiders had an edge. Many of these lawsuits advance the same claims that the New York Attorney General made yesterday, that this is illegal gambling and that we are entitled to our money back. I mean, that's a hard argument to make, but the Attorney General's opinion from yesterday gave a strong boost to these class action claims. So thousands of individuals have advanced these claims through the 28 class action lawsuits, but there may not be any assets left at the end of the day by the time the federal government gets through with FanDuel or DraftKings. This story has a long way to play out. DraftKings and FanDuel will challenge the New York Attorney General's order. It does not mean that it's the correct order and that it will be upheld in court. We have court challenges still to come.
What is your best guess as to the future of, you know, if you were to make a legal opinion, an educated legal opinion, and as you say, I mean, there is lots to play out. But for the players of FanDuel, for people involved in DraftKings and people that love this, love the gaming portion of it and love the fantasy portion of it, what would you say to them as far as if they said, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen with my money? Am I going to still be able to play? What is the viability of both of these organizations?
I believe the industry will survive in the long run. The states will eventually legalize the activity. But for now, your deposits could face the chance of potentially being frozen. That happened in the online poker world, you know, 5 years ago. I would advise you know, customers not to leave substantial sums of money in their FanDuel or DraftKings accounts, and you know, just be alert, be vigilant to what could happen, because the next step is an indictment. And mind you, a violation of New York law sets the stage for indictments under a whole range of different federal statutes. So this is just the beginning. I'm not sure where FanDuel and DraftKings are going to end up, but the industry is going to look significantly different 2 years from now.